Your attention, please. It's time to raise a glass.
X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, and of course, streaming online everywhere across the globe at xray.fm. I'm Jim Fisher. This is Raise a Glass, and the music world lost two undersung giants recently, and I'm dedicating this whole show to both of them. In fact, that song I just played featured both of them. Well, primarily one of them, I guess. That was the prolific session guitarist Phil Upchurch playing with Booker T and the MGs doing his song Love and Peace, and we'll hear more of Phil's work later in the show. But the bulk of this show is going to pay tribute to the other guy, Steve Cropper, member of the MGs, of course, and the Stax Records house band, producer, songwriter, blues brother, and Memphis's master of the Telecaster. He died last week at the age of 84, and I really can't stress enough how important this man has been in my musical development. One of the first albums I owned was the Blues Brothers' debut, Briefcase Full of Blues, where he was a member of one of the best all-star bands one could even imagine. But what solidified it for me was the early 90s release of the Stax Records box set, where I came to learn how vital Steve Cropper was to some of the greatest songs ever. And to do it in such an understated way, man, I love that. Even though I'm sad to see him go, this is exactly the kind of musician I love to feature on this show. His guitar work was rarely the centerpiece of the song, but it always stood out. There's no better example of that than this song, one of the first hits he played on. Listen for that one simple spiky guitar chord when that comes in, and tell me that isn't some badass iconic simplicity. You know the tune. It's Green Onions. You're on X-Ray.
Something. I'm your friend, and you know I wanna be. But don't touch my baby. She's my own little flower seed, and I'll tell anybody.
Share what you got, but keep what you need.
Thank you.
alone. The woman said, hey buddy, don't you be no square. Can't find a part of you that would share this. Everybody that you are.
Hello, my name is Gabe Schuships. I'm the executive director of the Friends of Tryon Creek. The Friends of Tryon Creek is a community-supported nonprofit started in 1970 by a group of dedicated volunteers to preserve the land now known as Tryon Creek State Natural Area. Our mission, in partnership with Oregon State Parks, is to inspire every community to identify, cultivate, or reclaim their relationship with nature in this cherished urban forest. With our collective care, Tryon Creek State Natural Area can become a resilient and truly inclusive community that will one day establish itself as an old-growth forest. Friends of Tryon Creek is excited to join other local nonprofits in this year's Give Guide. You can find more information at giveguide.org.
Gone to play you for a fool. says it's true, 'cause everybody knows the thing she does to please. She's just a little tease. See the way she walks, hear the way she talks. Everybody knows the thing she does to please. She's just a little tease.
Breath away for making me wanna stay. morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Then I'll watch them roll away. Watching the tide roll away. Just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for. Look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna
Raise a Glass, and I'm doing just that in honor of guitarist, songwriter, producer extraordinaire Steve Cropper, who died last week. From the top, we heard Booker T and the MGs with their signature 1962 hit, Green Onions. Cropper's passing leaves Booker T. Jones as the last surviving member of the band. We also heard Booker T and the MGs backing Johnny Taylor on his 1968 hit, Who's Making Love. Cropper's bedrock rhythm in the verses and high-pitched leads in the choruses were kind of his signature in so many of the Stax hits. Following that, an all-time soul classic, if there ever was one, In the Midnight Hour, which he wrote with Wilson Pickett. Great how his guitar chords land in unison with the snare drum, making the guitar embellish the percussion nicely. We heard from William Bell doing Share What You Got But Keep What You Need, another song Cropper co-wrote. Soul Man was Sam and Dave, of course. The intro to that song alone puts him in the pantheon of greatest guitarists of all time. He was famously mentioned by name in that one, with Sam calling out, "Play it, Steve!" So when Cropper played on the Blues Brothers remake, Belushi did the same thing. It's an integral part of the song, really. Wouldn't sound right without it. We heard Mr. Cropper play a blistering solo on the Blues Brothers cover of Jailhouse Rock from the last scene in the movie. Spoiler alert, I guess. But yeah, that kind of solo flew in the face of his usual serviceable approach, I guess you'd call it. The dude could definitely shred. Followed that with something a little more obscure, one that I was unaware he played on, Big Star's brooding, laid-back cover of the Velvet Underground's Femme Fatale. Big Star were famously from Memphis, so who better to ask to lend a hand than local legend Steve Cropper. We then heard him providing some great minor key blues licks to Etta James' Damn Your Eyes. Really complimented her soulful growl there. And finally, perhaps his greatest achievement as guitarist, producer, and co-songwriter, Otis Redding's Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Unfortunately, Otis didn't live to hear the solo that Steve played on that song. They finished the recording just days after he died, and it would go on to be his biggest and final hit. The number of soul classics Steve Cropper played on was staggering. Among those I didn't include, Knock on Wood, Time is Tight, I've Been Loving You Too Long, 6, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8, 9, and the many other post-Stax songs he played on over the years. Just an amazing career. As was that of this next man, who also died last week. Guitarist Phil Upchurch, not a household name by any measure, but extremely prolific over the last 60 years or so. While Steve Cropper was laying it down for Stax, Phil was his equivalent over at Chess Records. Here's a block of his work, starting with one where he's playing bass for John Lee Hooker. It's X-Ray.
Don't you know the big bee is burning? Anything in the world that Johnny can do. My hometown burning down to the ground. West her in Vietnam. Well, it started on 12 and Claremont that morning. I just don't know what it's all about. Oh, it started on 12 and Claremont that morning. I don't know what it's all about. The fire wagon kept coming. The sniper just wouldn't let him put it out. Fire bomb busting all around me. And soldiers was everywhere. Oh, firebomb falling all around me. And soldiers standing everywhere. I could hear the people screaming. Sorry, fill the air. I don't know what the trouble is. I can't stay around to find it out. I don't know what the trouble is this morning. I just can't sit around to find it out. I'm taking my wife and my family, and little Johnny Lee is curtain now. The Motor City's burning. Ain't a thing that I can do. Oh, the Motor City's burning. Ain't a thing that I can do. I just hope people, it'll never happen to you. Yes, yes. I can hear the farmer. He said, let's get out of here.
Joe.
Raising a Glass to session guitarist Phil Upchurch, who died at the end of November at the age of 84. That was his guitar on Michael Jackson's Working Day and Night from the Off the Wall album, back when, before Michael became a hideous victim of success. Before that, a live cut from 1972, where he's backing Donny Hathaway, with whom he worked quite a bit. That was their soulful rendition of John Lennon's Jealous Guy. We heard a minor hit he had as a young solo artist in 1961, You Can't Sit Down, Parts 1 and 2. Spectacular guitar solos on that. And at the top, he was playing bass on a great track from John Lee Hooker, The Motor City Is Burning, a reaction to the Detroit riots of 1967. All right, that'll just about wrap it up for this week. I thank you for lending me your earholes and do hope you'll join me again next week. Stay tuned for Reverse Couple Skate coming up next. As I mentioned, Phil Upchurch works a lot with Donny Hathaway. What do you say we get some less predictable Christmas music in those ears of yours with something they recorded together? It's X-Ray. Radio is yours.
How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. And this Christmas will be a very special Christmas. Presents and cards are here. My world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside is blazing bright.